Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. Now, for this episode, I will be reading Bored Housewife and the Delivery Man. Jennifer awoke early, like she did most days. She had to get the kids up and ready for school. She also had to make sure her husband was all packed and ready for another business trip. Some women probably love this life, and I had too for the longest time. The problem is, nothing has changed. Day after day, I pretty much do the same boring routine. I was so happy when we bought this house, and having a family has been such a rewarding experience. But now the walls of this house seemed more like a prison than my dream home. I longed for some excitement in my life, especially sexually. I love my husband, but over the years, we've just grown apart. He travels all the time, and when he's home, he just wants to sit in his ugly reclining chair, watch sports, and drink beers. I barely remember the last time he touched me. It'd been so quick and devoid of emotion that I would have been more fun by myself. I had a feeling he was having an affair, but I was too afraid if I went looking. That's exactly what I would find. After I got the kids on the bus and my husband left for his trip, I cleaned up the house quickly. Since I spent so much time at home, I really didn't have much that needed to be done. When nothing else needing my attention until the kids got back later, I decided I would relax in the bath and have myself a little bit of wine and maybe a little self-pleasuring. I added smelling salts and scented bubbles. I lit a couple scented candles and put on some sexy music. I poured a tall glass of Merlot and decided to bring the bottle in, so I wouldn't have to leave if I wanted more. Oh my God, the hot water felt amazing as I sunk my body in. The warm water, wine, and music were putting me in the mood. I ran my hands over my ample breasts that were covered in white little bubbles. I continued down over my stomach that used to be tight, but was now a little on the flabby side. I continued down from there. I needed to feel that sweet release only an orgasm can give you. I wish I had someone else doing this to me, but as usual, if I wanted to get off, I had to do it myself. My fingers floated over the triangle of hair I kept trim for myself, I guess. My husband didn't care. He didn't like to eat pussy anyways. That is when we did have sex, which wasn't often at all. He always wants the lights off, and other than having me suck his dick, there was no other foreplay. It was so bad that I didn't even fantasize about him when I played with myself. I would make someone and a scenario up in my head. One scenario I would masturbate a lot to was having a delivery man or repairman come to the door. For some reason, I would be wearing hardly anything and brazenly ask the guy to come in and fuck my brains out. I let my mind wander while I use the tips of my fingers to slowly start circling my clit. I thought how amazing it would be to have some guy lay me out on the dining room table like my body was his meal. I was really getting into it when I was startled by the doorbell chiming. Oh shit, I wondered who that could be this early. I thought about pretending I wasn't there, but I was curious who could be there. Hurriedly, I climbed out of the bath and ran a towel quickly over my body. I grabbed my silk robe as I made my way to the front door. I wasn't thinking at all. Since my body was still wet, my robe clung to me. If I hadn't been drinking, the thought might have crossed my mind. I hoped it wasn't someone important for my husband, I thought as I got to the door. He would be so upset with me answering the door in a robe and for drinking so early in the day. Rushing to the door, I swung it halfway open. To my surprise, it was a smoking hot delivery guy. He looked surprised when he laid eyes on me. I looked down and saw my robe was halfway open, giving him a view of the sides of my breasts. As if that wasn't bad enough, my robe clung to my wet body. I saw my nipples proudly poking straight out. I grabbed the sides of my robe, pulling it together. That just made it pull tighter across my breasts. Hello, I'm sorry I'm a mess. I was in the bath when you rang, I said, feeling my face heat up as it was turning red. My stomach flip-flopped as he took his time to answer. First, he blatantly looked me up and down slowly. He had such a sexy grin on his sexy ass face. I almost died when he licked his lips and said, "I have a large package for you. Would you like me to bring it inside?" "Yes, please come inside," I replied. I bit my lip, trying to quell my excitement. "I'll be right back," he replied, with that sexy grin again. He took a second to look up and down my body before turning and walking back to his delivery truck. I stood there and watched as he walked. I was just about salivating, watching his perfectly shaped ass. My heart raced when he emerged from his truck carrying a mid-sized box. I wondered what package he was referring to when he said it was big. "I could use a big package right now," I said to myself. I couldn't even remember the last time my husband gave me his medium-sized package. I have such a dirty mind, but honestly, I wouldn't mind this hot, sexy stranger pounding me out. Maybe I should give him a sign that I would be completely down for that and see if maybe he was too. I stepped back when he reached the door to let him in. I noticed he had shut off the truck and closed it up. I think that was the sign from him that he would be down for a bit of pounding. I stepped back to let him by and then locked the door just in case. I showed him into the living room and had him set the box on one of the side tables. "Thank you. You're such a gentleman," I said with a smile. "Can I get you something to drink for your troubles?" It was no trouble at all, especially for a sexy woman like yourself. "I would love something to drink, though. He replied with that sexy grin. I'll be right back, I said and hurried out of the room. When I was out of sight, I silently screamed in excitement to myself. I felt as giddy as a schoolgirl getting ready to be touched for the first time. Even though he hadn't said anything, I had an understanding of why he was bringing my big package inside. I wanted it so bad. It served my husband right, I thought, while grabbing one of his beers to give to the delivery driver. If he had paid attention to me or cared about my needs, then I wouldn't be so receptive to the thought of being bent over by a complete stranger. I grabbed my wine glass and carried the beer in my other hand. This let my robe fall back open when I came back. There was pure excitement in his eyes when he saw me. I thought how he just looked like he knew how to fuck a woman good. I don't know what it was, but some guys just have that aura about them. I sat next to him on the sofa and handed him the beer. I sat with my legs turned towards him. I let my robe fall open so he could see the sides of my breasts. They didn't used to be this big, but after a couple kids breastfeeding on them, they had gone up a couple sizes and never went back down. You have got to be the sexiest woman I have delivered to, he exclaimed, looking me up and down again. He took a sip of the beer and set it aside. He didn't seem that interested in the drink. He was more interested in getting a look under the robe, I think. Really? I asked shyly. For sure, you are one hot MILF, he replied, licking his lips to show how tasty I would be. How long do you have before your next delivery? I asked while pulling one side of my robe over just before my nipple would be exposed. I was so horny, and if this young hot stud wanted to give it to me, I was going to let him. I can take my lunch break. So, about an hour. Is that enough time for you? His eyes traveled down to my exposed legs. Oh my God, I couldn't believe this was really happening. It was like this was like the beginning of a porno movie. I think that sounds like the perfect amount of time, I said while giving him a seductive smile and wink. He flashed that sexy grin again before he leaned forward. Taking my chin in his hand, he slowly leaned in and gave me the sexiest, most seductive kiss I have ever had. My body tingled all over when he released his kiss to look into my eyes and ask, "Want to show me your bedroom?" Without any hesitation, I stood up and took him by the hand. As we walked down the hall, I thought about how naughty this was, but I had been neglected for so long that I realized I didn't care one bit. I didn't care how much this would hurt my husband because then he could explain why he hadn't barely touched me in the last couple of months. I'm sure he was touching someone, just not me. When we entered the bedroom, I let the robe slide off my body and onto the floor. I crawled onto my bed so he could see my shapely ass all the way down to the slit of my pussy lips. Holy fuck, your ass is amazing. And I can't wait to eat that little pussy of yours. He said this while ripping his clothes off and throwing them to the floor. I turned around and lounged back while I watched him take his clothes off. His body was amazing. His stomach looked hard and muscular with a six-pack. He had no chest hair, just a trail leading to his well-manicured pubic hair. His thighs and everything were just perfect, like he definitely kept himself active. Plus, he was young. Adulthood hadn't taken its toll on him yet. The best part, of course, was when I finally got to see exactly what I would be getting. His cock was way bigger than my husband's. He was one lucky guy, and now I was going to be one lucky lady getting to feel that stretching me open. He gave me that sexy grin again before climbing up on the bed. He spent a few seconds kissing me. I felt like I had melted into the bed. His lips then kissed a trail down to my breasts. He spent a good amount of time licking and sucking each nipple. I was so turned on from it. I was already on the verge of coming. His lips traveled further down my body, kissing and licking in all the right places. I couldn't wait for him to reach my special spot. I was so ready to come for him. The second his mouth engulfed my swollen nub, my body exploded. My body had been pent up for so long that the orgasm was intense. He knew just what to do to make sure I got just what I needed. Just as I thought I couldn't get any higher, he slid one, then two fingers in my tight, wet opening. He pumped, twisted and wiggled his fingers while lapping up as much of my juices as he could. It was such a turn on how much he enjoyed eating my pussy. My husband should take lessons from him on how to please a woman. It took me a few seconds before I could move after the explosion in my body. I wanted to make sure I got to suck that big cock, though, before he put it in me, especially after he ate my pussy the way he did. I want to suck your cock before you fuck me. I moaned out as I could still feel the sensitivity of my pussy from that amazing orgasm. Fuck yeah, he replied, and laid his head on my husband's pillow. That made it even better. I was going to suck his cock like a dirty little slut, and I will remember it every time I see my husband lay his head there. I took his cock in my hand and went to town on it. I looked him in the eyes while I choked on him. His moans had my pussy dripping and begging to be spread by him. I think it's time for you to climb up on top of this cock and let it stretch that little pussy hole of yours, he said with that sexy ass grin of his. Oh my God, I was more than ready. I was dying for it. I gave him a sexy grin in response and moved to climb up on him. He was so big, I had to lift up to reach the head. It slid in as far as my tight pussy would allow, which was a little more than the head. It felt so fucking good to have something so hard and big inside of me after not having sex for such a long time. He let me sit there feeling him inside of and letting my body get used to him. And then he started pushing his hips up into me, slowly pushing himself further inside my tightness. "You have got one of the tightest pussies I've ever fucked," he groaned, enjoying the feeling of me tightly wrapped around his pulsing cock. I began sliding myself up and down on his rod. He was more than halfway inside now. I felt so sexy sitting straight up so he could play with my tits while I pleasured myself on him. When I started to come, he took over. He helped hold me up while he thrust his hips up. I kept his gaze while my pussy pulsed and gushed on him. He flipped me over onto my back. He then spread my legs good and wide. He sat up and slid that hard cock back inside. Oh, he felt so good from that angle. He moved his sexy hips in such a rhythmic motion, my body exploded on him again. My moans became screams when he reached down to massage my swollen clit while I came. "Your pussy feels so fucking amazing," he moaned as his thrust became harder and harder until he suddenly pulled out and spilled his seed on my stomach and breasts. "Wow, that was amazing," I said breathlessly. "Yeah, it was. I hope I get to give it to you again. All you need to do is place an order and I'll be happy to personally deliver it inside," he said, giving me a wink. I smiled while I watched him get dressed back to his uniform. I threw my robe on to walk him to the door. He gave me a last kiss before leaving to continue his route. After I closed the door behind him, I just stood there in shock for a few minutes. I had never cheated before, but honestly, I didn't feel guilty at all. Instead, I felt exhilarated and sexy for the first time in a very long time. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, stories by Nicole. Remember, all the stories are written and read by myself and are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. The link can be found in the description. And also, please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. Bye.